The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
That's right. It can buy me a boat. And you know, when they say that line, I want to be rich.
I want to be rich.
You know, I'm rich. I'm rich with my job. I'm rich with my students. I'm rich with the people around me. You know, money's not everything.
It isn't.
And just getting out there on a boat, I'm telling you, you feel rich. And it don't matter what kind of boat, how big it is, how small it is, how old it is. When you're out there on the water, man, you feel rich.
I love just the wind blowing in your face.
Yeah, just sitting out there watching a sunset or whatever, you know. It's just beautiful. And just get you a boat. And if you don't know about boats, you're listening to the right show. You're listening to Boat Smart. So it is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. I'm the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. We just got off of summer school, and now we are on about a two-week break. Students are on about a three-week break. So it's going to be interesting when we come back next year. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But let's thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com. Mercury engines in stock. Now, I'm not going to tell you what they have in stock right now because they have actually been selling a lot of product. So they told me this morning that they got more product coming in, and they are working on getting that product listed on the website. You can either call ahead or you can look at the website at KeyMarineCenter.com to see what product they have. So that's a good thing that they're selling. It's a good thing they have more product coming in so they can take care of your repower needs for your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki motors as well. Key Marine Center specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. And you can also check them out on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. You on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook. I try to take a little siesta time to time, but I can't. I find myself going back. But I do go to Facebook, especially for businesses.
Right, right. And there's a lot of good information on there.
Absolutely.
You know? But you do get sucked back into all that mess.
Use it for power.
Yeah, you know, see how strong you are. Get off of it for a week or a month. I was off of it for a month not too long ago. And you know, I started doing videos and stuff and posting them up there. I kind of just like to share some little stuff. I don't like to share my whole entire life up there, you know, like a lot of people do. But anyway.
Right. I think it's good. If you use it in the right way, I think it's such a powerful tool. And it sounds like that you, unlike some people, have figured that part out.
Yeah, just try to figure that out and just keep on going. But if you're interested in boat stuff, Key Marine Center does have a Facebook page, right? So as I mentioned, I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. We just finished summer break or summer school. Now we are on break. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu. They have a great chat feature on there. If you go to the chat feature, that is probably the best way to get a hold of myself or any other person out at Georgetown. They can give them a message and they will call you back or email you back or get back with you somehow. It's better than calling because we got phones that are just all the time. It seems like it's busy. I get text messages or messages on GeorgetownCollege.edu. The chat feature says, hey, I'm trying to call y'all. Then I have to kind of forward the email to whoever they're trying to call. So I'm kind of like the operator sometimes too. I think I do it all.
It's job security.
Job security, you know? And I tell you what, we have came out of a great summer school. We've had a good time over there. I've had just a full class, and we've done a lot of fun things. So we're going to talk about that today and what we've done this week and how we finished up our week. It was really fun, and my students had a great time. But if you have a call or you have a question or something, you can give us a call at 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question. I was talking to somebody the other day about buying a boat. I was actually at my dermatologist yesterday. You know, when you get out on a boat, you got to put sunscreen on. Let me mention that.
Okay? Yes, lots of it.
So I was doing my six-month follow-up because they found some cancer on me, you know, a few months back. And so I was going to do a follow-up. Everything's good, and that's great. But I was talking to the doctor about boat. Somehow we talked, got on boat subject. I don't know how it happened. And I think she was talking about sunburn or something. No, I said I was going out on a boat. I use my skin, my, you know, stuff on your skin, you know, whatever they call that stuff. And she said she wasn't, and she got sunburned, and she came in, and her staff was not happy with her.
I mean,
you know,
the mentor being taught by the mentees.
Right. You got to be the example, right?
Absolutely.
So we started talking about boats, and of course, I mentioned my show, right? And I said to her, you know, if you're interested, they're talking about buying a new boat, right? And or a boat, a used boat. And we started talking about what it takes to get a boat and different boat sizes and what are you going to do with it and all this other stuff. So it was pretty neat to get into a conversation in a doctor's office with the doctor about boat smart, right, and how to be boat smart, right? And so that's worked out that yesterday when I was over there visiting. So hopefully they're going to be listening today and learning about boat stuff. So if you do have a question, maybe you're interested in buying a boat, maybe a question about your boat, I'm more than happy to take those questions. 850-437-1620 is the number. I'll be more happy to do that for you. So summer school ended. We're starting into we're actually in the 2025 school year.
And would you say that this is a time when summer school is actually cool?
Summer school is very cool. And especially with my students because they want to be there. We had a blast. We did a lot of learning. We had several field trips that we did. We talked about it a few weeks ago. We went to Blazer Boats. That was a good field trip. But this week we went to ARCO Marine, ARCO Starting and Charging, which, you know, a lot of people don't realize how much stuff we have here in Pensacola. Like ARCO Starting and Charging is one of the largest marine manufacturers of starters, alternators, and trim pumps or trim pump motors.
Oh my gosh.
And they're here in Pensacola.
That's awesome.
They distribute all over the world. They do OEM product as well. So my students had an opportunity to tour that facility. And for me, one of the biggest takeaways, this is when I walk into that place, okay, they're so professional. They're so, they're open arms to my students coming in because they want them to learn. They want to be part of it. They may never hire one of my students, okay, but my students may use their product, right? So that's a good thing for them, okay? So we went over there and we did a tour. I think I took 12 or 13 students in that location, and we did a complete tour. It was 2.5 hours we spent with them because they were answering questions, talking back and forth. My students got to see starters, how they were built, how the windings are done on armatures, and all kinds of stuff that was going on. They actually got on the assembly line and was putting starters together. My students loved that part.
That is so cool.
So they were next to a person that worked at ARCO, and they told them how to put starters together, and then they were doing it on the assembly line. When they got done, they actually got to go to the end of the assembly line. This is what's really cool about ARCO. Every component that comes out of that facility gets tested.
That's awesome.
Every component. And that's unheard of. A lot of locations that do this type of work or any kind of repairs or manufacturing, they may pull one or two off a line of 100 or something.
Right.
And test it. They test every product that comes off that line. So when you get that product from them, it works.
That's awesome. Reliable.
Yeah, very reliable. And my students were able to test the product that they built.
That's exciting.
As it came off the line. So that was pretty cool, and we enjoyed that. They also have some new product that they've been working on. We were over there last year for our field trip, and they were talking about the high energy alternators and Bluetooth regulators that they were working on. They're actually still working on some different aspects of it, but they're actually selling that product now.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
That's super
and
cool.
During our conversation, we found out that we have some product, at Yamaha product that's at school that we're working with. And since you're talking Bluetooth and computer networks and stuff like that, we have some computer network built into the Yamaha product, and where we have motors talk to each other, units, you know, the ECMs and computers talk to each other. And we're talking about using their Zeus high energy Bluetooth alternator regulator and them coming over and doing some schooling with us and seeing how their product will interact with that. So now we have a connection.
That's awesome.
And we're going to make that happen too. And they're talking about a care package and stuff like that. Everybody listening to my show knows I'm not afraid to ask for stuff. So I'm always asking. And they came up with it. Hey, we want to get over there and give you a care package. And they're going to help us with some product that they have. And we'll be able to train on their product. Everything we can train on the students deal with is something that they can take out in the field with them, right?
Right.
So it was very exciting. We had a great time over there. ARCO is just a great company. And when you walk in there, like I said, everything is in its place. Everything is clean. Nothing is out of place. And the people are happy to work there, you know? So it was a great example to my students as well of a place where you might want to go to work, you know? And you can take that to the marine industry, to the working on boats and dealerships, you know. And we took that little lesson and talked about how a shop that is not clean, maybe it's just in disarray. Maybe the technician isn't keeping the customer's boat clean or organized, right, as they're working on it. All that is a reflection on the quality of work that you do. So I make everything a lesson. And I'm turned that lesson in that place into a lesson of, okay, keep your work area clean, keep your shop clean, keep things organized, because when your customer sees you in this complete organized area that you're working in, they're going to have more trust in you that you're going to do the job properly, right?
Yep.
That's a big reflection on how the customer is going to be treated.
That's huge. Believe. And that's a life value with anything you do.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I have a buddy of mine who owns a dealership up north. And when he interviews people, he actually walks them out to their car after the interview. And the reason he walks them out to their car after an interview, he wants to look at inside their car. And I think it's the craziest thing. I'm thinking your car's probably got stuff everywhere.
My car is so clean.
Okay.
But I'm laughing because that is ingenious.
Yeah, he walks them out to the car and he looks inside the car, just kind of, you know, hey, you know, thank you for interviewing, shake their hand, open the door, you know, we'll be in touch with you, and he gets a glimpse inside the car, right? And that kind of gives you a glimpse inside what type of person that is.
I will tell you, if I could go back in time, I probably would have checked out, you know, took a little peep in some of the, you know, the dates I went on, took a little look into the car, like, okay.
That can work anywhere, you know.
Absolutely.
I keep my truck clean. My truck inside is clean. I keep it, you know, as clean as I possibly can. And if you look at my truck, it may have some boat parts in there. That's about it. But, you know.
It keeps you from being frazzled. And I have to tell you, I may be tidying up at the same time.
Yeah, right. So, you know, hey, don't look at my desk though, y'all. If you look at my desk, it's a mess. So it is. And it's always been my goal, and I've said this on here before, to get my desk. That's one of my goals for 2025. Get my desk organized and clean. It works for about a week. And then all of a sudden because I have students all the time coming up here bringing me stuff, you know, hey, and it's old parts and things like that. And it ends up on my desk. And the next thing I know, I can find everything.
Right.
But if you come to my desk, you can't find it.
But the important places are tiny.
Am I being a bad example now?
No, I think we all have to have that one, like, vice, that one thing that we keep disarrayed.
My home desk is the same way, though. So I don't know.
I mean, okay. It's your one thing.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, try to be organized.
Stay out of my desk.
Stay off my desk. That's right. I had a substitute, and they decided to clean my desk off one time. And I came back. I couldn't find anything.
That was bold.
For a month, I couldn't find stuff. Where's the stapler? Where's my extra staples? Where's my pens? You know, I couldn't. He dumped it all in a drawer, and I couldn't figure it out. You know, so anyway.
At least you're transparent, and you leave it on the desk.
Yes, exactly. So you know what's going on my desk. That's for sure. So we're ending summer school. We ended on a really good note. Okay, we had 3 more students complete. If you listen to my show, you heard about Brody. He completed in the middle of summer school and is now working at a dealership here in Pensacola. And I had 3 more students complete. We had Chris complete, Mike, and Holton. Okay. Chris and Mike basically came in as hobbyists. Chris may go offshore and work. That's kind of his background anyways. But everything he learned in my class is going to help him offshore as well. So he's a captain, offshore captain. So that's going to help him there. Holton is moving back to Tallahassee. He came all the way from Tallahassee to to learn Marine Service technology. Now he's moving back to Tallahassee. We do not have a job for him yet because of where he is. So he's working his resume. He's going to work the little areas around Tallahassee, south of there, toward the Gulf. So he's working that. And we'll stay in touch with Holton.
His heart will lie here in Pensacola.
It does. And, I have a lot of students that come in town from different locations and end up staying here. I went up to Gunnersville, Alabama last weekend. That's why I wasn't on the show. I went up and see a friend of mine, and I passed a dealership up there that the owner of the dealership sent his son down here. His name was Eli. Sent his son here for me to train him. Okay, so he could go back to the dealership and work at that dealership.
That's awesome.
Right? And they made several trips down here talking to me before they made the decision. We had several walk-arounds and conversations, phone conversations, emails, and all this stuff, right? And Eli never went back.
I came here once, and it took just one visit.
So I was going to stop in and say hi, but I don't know how they feel about me now since I stole their son and left him in Florida. I don't know.
Well,
it's good.
Every parent's proud, regardless.
I believe that. And that's a great company up there. And either way, he's doing good here in Florida. So, so it happens, I had another student the other day come up to me and say, my mom told me to tell you, thank you for helping raise me.
Oh, my gosh.
A younger student of mine, as they complete, said that to me.
And how do you not get teary-eyed?
Oh, you do. And I was telling my students as we ended up with a pizza party yesterday. We did a shop cleanup and a pizza party. We did our What Did You Learn for the Year. We did our Student of the Month as well. Reggie is our Student of the Summer.
All right, okay? Reggie.
So Reggie got Student of the Summer. He got a nice tool. He got a great summertime Marine Service Cup. It's a summer edition, right? And it has some cool beach stuff on there, the Blue Angels and all kinds of our logo and his name. And he loved that cup, and he got our certificate. So Reggie was our Student of the Summer. And as we ended the time, we take a little time to thank the students that are completing. And and I tell them, I get a little emotional when this happens, because you've been with me a year, some of them longer, right? And as they transition out into the field, whether they're going back to being a hobbyist or whatever, or getting in the industry, I like to think that they may stay in touch with me. And that kind of happens. I could go a year or two and not hear from a student that has left. And then next thing I get a phone call or a message. Hey, I'm just calling to check on you. They're calling to check on me.
Check on you.
Right? See how we're doing and that kind of stuff and give me an update on what they're doing.
That is great.
So, as they transition out, like you say, you get a little emotional with that because we have a connection. There's a long connection. I spend more time with my students than I do with anybody else in my life right now.
You're making great impact and they're obviously impacting you as well.
Yeah, and definitely. Like I said, I'm rich. And I'm rich in that fact that we're able to help people. Georgetown Technical College, the different classes out there, we're able to help people, right? So that makes you rich inside.
It does.
And with that, what's money, right? What's money?
You can have all the money in the world and not have that feeling that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
And be the poorest person.
Exactly. So I feel like I'm rich with that. So so it's been a good year. We finished it off good, but now I'm setting my sights on the new year, 2025. That's the school year. Okay. I go by school years. Everybody else that go by normal years. I go by school years, right? So we are starting 13 new students on August 12th. 13.
Wow.
I'm loading my class up. I went up and I told the counselor, I said, let's get on this waiting list, let's get it knocked out. Well, it's back up there again. After I put the 13, my class is closed now. Okay.
Wow.
Four of them, out of the 13 are high school students that are dual enrolled. So they're going to be there the first part of my class from 2:15 until 5:15 every day. So now I have four brand new high schoolers, and then I have the rest of them, eight of them, that are going to be, eight or nine, I can't count, are going to be my full-time students.
That
right?
is awesome.
And so when you think about that, I have to start thinking about how am I going to teach this class because you have part-time, you have full-time new students, and then I have all the students that I have getting ready to transition out. I have students that I have at different levels, and now I'm thinking ahead. So that's what I'm doing now in my head. So my break that I have, it's in my head right now, and I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Because for me, it's very important that when a student comes into my class, I want them to feel comfortable. I want them to feel welcome, but I also want them to feel like they're going to learn something.
Right.
Right? And so I have to be organized as much as I can.
Just not your
when
desk.
They come in. Just except my desk, you know, it'll be organized first day. I'm going to make it happen. If I have to rake it all off into a drawer, it'll be organized.
Didn't happen unless there's a picture.
Right. I'll send a picture. You can post it up there on Facebook, whatever you want to do with it. But I'm going to organize that desk. But when I have all these new students coming in, I start thinking about the new year and the excitement that comes with it. But you also think about, okay, now I have to build these new relationships with the new people coming in. It takes you a while to learn people. Like, you're new here, right? We're learning each other. We have to understand, you know.
You were my first show that I got to sit on.
Yeah, so there you go. So you got to see what we do, and now we're learning together on how we're going to make this happen, right?
Best seat in the house.
And yeah, and that's kind of how it is when you go in the class and the students come in. With that learning comes the fact that I'm also laying down the law, the rules.
Absolutely.
Right? Because if you look at George Stone, and I'm happy to tell this. If you look at George Stone as a whole, I'm probably the strictest instructor out there, but I'm probably the fairest instructor out there as well.
You might be one of the funnest too.
I am fun. Right. I like to have that. Sometimes I'll say I'm a comedian, right? Okay, but we have a lot of fun. Pizza party on the last day. Come on,
that's awesome. I think that's great because you have to have rules and responsibilities when you're dealing with boats, but you have to have fun too.
Yeah, it's fun. It comes with learning. If you're not having fun, you're not going to retain the information. So you have to try to make it fun.
Absolutely.
Right? But you have to be serious too. Safety is a big issue. Making sure you show up to school, making sure you do what you're supposed to do. All those factors, right?
Right.
So as my new students transition in, that's what I start working on. That's what I start focusing on. Okay. And, you know, we talk about dual enrollment, and it's a big deal for not only the industry, but for the school. Dual enrollment is when you have a high schooler that comes in half a day from their high school and they come to your class. Your goal is to train them, you know, and to get them to somewhat trained. It's hard to do in 3-hour days.
Right.
But the ultimate goal is to try to get them to come back as an adult. I'm probably 50% on that, which is way above most other classes.
That's awesome.
So if I have 4, chances are 2 are going to come back as an adult, which happened last year. I had 4, 2 came back as adults. So with that, I'm going to lay these laws down and these rules with the new students, the high schoolers, and explain to them, hey, this is what our goal is.
Yep.
And we want to keep you in here. The industry needs you. People need you out there in the boating industry. So that's what we're going to work on.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Wow. We're already getting close to the end of the show.
This has been so much fun.
It is fun. I love doing the show. I love being out here talking to people. And I do it out in public, too, when I'm out talking to people, educating them about boats, educating them about safety, boating safety. The school is so important to me, and the school being successful in all of our classes, you know. And we have a lot of classes out there. You need to come out and check out what we do.
I would love to.
Yeah, and we'll walk you around and show you all the classes. I think there's 22 or 25 classes, maybe more, that we have out there. So, again, we're already to the end of the show. It looks like we just talked about everything today.
I mean, we're going to have so much more to talk about when you come back.
We will. I'll be back next Friday. So, thank you all for listening today. And we want to thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. Check out their website. See what they got in stock. We need to get you repowered. That's the place to go.